You missed me a whole week. You made me crazy.
It didn't say there weren't. Hashem never said there weren't.
No, you know what he's saying? He's saying that God doesn't have time for us. We are nothing. We are selfish. We are
selfish. The engine.
He said that we are selfish to think that Hashem has time for us.
How could he worry about me?
Huh?
Look how much is out there. Rabbi, you ever see these pictures? Unbelievable.
יש פה דברים, זה לא מהעולם הזה, זה משהו.
העולם הבא זה.
Before we start the discussion,
wait.
Everybody
sit down.
Everybody
sit down. This is amazing.
What?
But
I have a lecture to say.
So you stay
5 minutes. I have to go.
Maybe today you can give us a little bit extra. I know today, last week you didn't give us. Maybe
that's right.
A little bit today.
That's true.
Kavod.
Guys. On the internet, there's a site that proves that America never went to the moon. The whole thing is a lie.
Yeah.
It's a lie. The whole thing is a lie. They have proofs from the pictures that the whole thing, America never got to the moon.
No.
Never. The whole thing is a lie. They have proofs that it's a lie. Proofs. On the internet, I don't know which site, but they prove it on the side, the whole thing was just to show that America can do something. Never got to the moon. But again, those pictures means nothing. For me, anybody can make pictures. Tomorrow when you can go outside, you can make pictures, you blow it, you say, 500 years, means nothing. The picture, you don't get excited from a picture. I don't believe it. I remember in America, I went to the moon, I went to the Israeli embassy, to American embassy in Tel Aviv, and we heard, you know, the voices, these kind of things, they're there. And I came back to Bnei Brak. My wife's grandfather said, listen what I tell you, it's a lie. Huh. It's a lie. They never went there. Bring a stone, put it in the museum. I also can bring a stone from my backyard. I said, like a far, far, somebody bought it from the moon. I wouldn't say it, but today there's a site on the internet, and they prove it. It says the pictures, how they land and everything, you see it's fake.
Sure.
The whole thing is a lie. So but it's not, that doesn't matter. It's irrelevant. Never went to the moon. It's a lie. Never. This is what I tell you, they never went to the moon.
I have different thought. Yeah. The thought is like that. The twice that the shadow blow up,
right.
This is those two times, Jew went in that shadow and they went to the moon. And never came back because it says, right? It says, "Lo tigu b'ayim, v'lo ligu b'ayim, elo rotam ta'aleh." They touch it, they never came back. That was what's his name, Ramon, and the other one was also Jewish, a teacher. They never came back. Those the others came back,
but they never made it.
Huh?
They never went there. They never touched it.
Never made it to the moon anyway.
They wanted to go. Okay. They never came back. No, but they never reached over there. They never said they went to the moon.
But
this is a site on the internet. I don't know which site.
The shuttle wasn't
on the moon. That's irrelevant. It's irrelevant. What is relevant is like this. By saying that the Kadosh Baruch Hu has no time for us, this is you make a Kadosh Baruch Hu small. If you know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu in 1 second can build everything and destroy everything, so his power, his energy is unlimited, so you can estimate in our brain what he could, what he couldn't. There's no such thing, he could or he couldn't. There's no such thing. This is lack of emunah. It means you try to imagine HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Gulliver, and somebody big that you can pick up a train. Or who are, you know, what's his name? Windy. You can't think about these things. You don't know what power it is. You don't know what it is. You don't know. I said, no. Again. You cannot say what he could, what he couldn't. You can't say. If he has time, he has no time. It says millions of people pray to him in the same time. So he has everybody. This he could. Millions of people pray to him. Millions. And he hears everybody. And he remembers what to do for everybody. You're not allowed to think this way. You're not allowed to think this way. But if you know, and you will not know for sure, the Ramchal and the Ari says, what is the reason, the purpose of this creation? You don't know. You'll never know. After Mashiach will come also, we don't know. Why did Hashem need to have all this bujaras, all this balagan here? We'll never know. He says, our brain cannot understand it, says the Ramchal, says the Ari. But we all do know, and this is the Ramban writes in his commentary, and all the Goyim believed, that whatever it says in the Tanakh did happen, in the Torah for sure. Even in the Tanakh they believed. Means that Yom Suf was split, believe. That Hashem came and spoke to us, they believe. So obviously, if you have this information, it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu has extra love to us. Extra love to us. He split Yom Suf for us, he didn't do it for any other nation. He spoke to us and he speak to any other nation. He gave us the Luchot from Shamayim, he didn't give it to any other nation. Obviously, to us, he has a special relationship, he loves us more than the rest, and he has a special relationship with us. So, the question that if he has time for us, doesn't have time for us, it's not important if he has time. It's that we are the favorites of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you are the favorite, it doesn't matter how many more people you have, you can have trillions of people. But you are the chosen one, and Hashem loves you, so he speaks to you, he doesn't speak to the rest. If that's the way you would want to think, if you want you want to minimize HaKadosh Baruch Hu's power, and you think, you know, he has only time for 6 million Jews, he doesn't have time for 6 trillion people, so you say, yeah, it's true. Hashem gave us the Torah, he only spoke to us, he didn't speak. And the Goyim know it too, and all the Goyim believe in it. Whoever believes in the Torah from the Goyim, they all believe. I went to Rome, all the cardinals, everybody believe. We are the chosen one. We learn Gemara over there in the Vatican. We learn Gemara over there. Not talking about the Bible. The Bible they know by heart. I didn't know Gemara by heart. They know Mishnah by heart. We are the chosen one, and they agree. Well, they don't want it, but see, so we have a special relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And so if he has a special relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so he speaks to us. He doesn't speak to them. The Gemara says, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to all the Nevi'im, all the prophets, he doesn't speak to the Goyim, he speaks to us. So it doesn't matter if he has time or has no time. For us, he has time. It doesn't matter if he doesn't have time. But again, this is back of Emunah to believe HaKadosh Baruch Hu can hear only one person at a time. Somebody will tell you, there was the chief in Vilna before the Holocaust. His name was Rabbi Grudzinski. He was the head. And he was in charge of all the money that the American government sent to Europe, in Vilna. So he's one of them. So was it a regular rabbi, Rabbi Moshe Grudzinski? So he used to talk to people, three people at the same time. I don't know if you know, a person has two brains. Really, a person has three brains. And really, you can hear three people. They all talk about different subjects, and you can hear at the same time what they say. He, this chief, used to hear three people talking. And while they were talking, he was writing with two hands two letters to different people. It happened 70 years ago. So this is a person. If somebody will tell it to you, say, can't be. This is nonsense. You write two letters to different people with your hands, it's impossible. And also talk to this at the same time. I know somebody personally that he can talk to two people at the same time, and they all talk this different things, and he listens to both of them, and he says the answer, and he talks to this guy, and talks to this, and talks to this guy. So if a person can do such a thing, he multiply by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not like he can do anything. There's no question about it. And all these pictures that you show me, I just don't believe in it. I don't believe in the pictures.
And definitely, there's no people in other.
There's no people in any other world. Definitely, no question about it. There's no question about it. I can swear. I can swear on the Torah if you want. I can swear on the Torah. Nothing.
I told him that Moshe Rabbeinu told him that from 69 before they went to the moon.
Yeah. There's no question about it. Again, Ari says, and the Gemara says it before, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created worlds before this world. Not one, and not two, and not 100. There is no number. We don't know. We do know that prior to this universe was another one. How many years before, we don't know. But we do know that was something very similar to this one. And people also. Ari says Moshe Rabbeinu was there. Abraham Avinu was there. Datan Vaviram were there. Ari says it. Eliyahu Navi told him. When was it? Ari never said. How many years before this world was that? And this is the last cycle. So the last one was called Shmitat HaChesed. This is the world of kindness. It says, this is what's called Shmitat HaGvura. It says Bereshit Bara Elokim. It says it's a different method, another sphere. But before that, we don't know. But it was one universe all the time with people. Never got the Torah. Just, you know, they did kindness to each other. But at the end, the Kadosh Baruch Hu destroyed it because they didn't believe. They didn't believe and they didn't behave. But there is no question. There is no other creatures. No question. What you say, UFO. It's true. UFO is true. It is true, UFO. But this is Shedim.
Yeah.
It says in the Gemara. Gemara says clearly a lot of stories. But if you start the first time, and besides the Zohar and Dari is full of it, they have names, they have families, they multiply like people, the Gemara says. They die like people, they have funerals too. And also, they three things are like angels. You don't see them. They know what's going on all the way up in Kisei HaKavod, if you can talk to them. I know personally a person, that he's from England. His father was very sick. He went to all the Rabbanim, the Mkubalim. His father was a very holy man. Excuse me. His father was a very, very holy man. And he became very sick with a bad sickness. So his son also is a very holy man. He lives in Yerushalayim. He's a big rabbi. Started to go to all the Rabbanim, the Mekubalim, say, my father, and say, I do tikkun for your father, do this, to say Tehillim, go Rabshim Bayochai, go here, go there, pray. One day he went to a Yemenite guy in Yerushalayim. The Yemenite guy has a book with the names of the Shedim. He goes to the Yemenite guy, and he said, can you ask the Shedim, what's my father's situation? So the Yemenite guy opened the book. I know the guy personally. It's a story that I heard on Channel News. So they opened the book. He called the Shed. The Shed said to him like this. Listen, your father is dead in Shomayim. Hashem brought him for death. Don't waste your time. Don't waste your money. He's dead. That's what happened. His father died. The first time it says in Rashi in the Torah, Noach built the Teva. Says the Gemara, Hashem told Noach, you may bring Shedim to the Teva. Mikol Achai, says the Gemara, Noach brought Shedim. This is Parashat Achemot. Velo yizbechu od laseirim. Says the Torah, do not sacrifice for the Shedim. Shedim, they love blood, liver, dirt. Just the shed that we had in Englewood.
The guy from Chaplin.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That guy. My guest. Stay in my house too. The Gemara says, Chachamim went to Rome after destruction of Second Beit HaMikdash, tried to convince the Roman government to give us permission to build Third Beit HaMikdash. We got the permit. Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananiah got the permit. And then Yimach Shemam, the Arabs, sent delegation to Rome. And the Roman government called up back the Jews and said, yeah, we're not going to go back on the decision. You can build it, but in Haifa, not in Yerushalayim. He says, you cannot. We have to build it only in Yerushalayim, in the same place. He said, no. The Arabs said, no. Since then, the problems with the Arabs. Not because Zionism, not because Begin or Jabotinsky. In time of Achashverosh, also, it's called Sanbelat Ha'Arabi. He went to Achashverosh, told Achashverosh, don't let the Jews build Beit HaMikdash. So the Gemara, Masechet Me'ilah, if you learn Daf Yomi, I think you maybe you passed it already. Gemara says that the delegation of the Rabbanim went to Rome to ask the Roman government for Beit HaMikdash to cancel a Gezerah, to go on a ship to Rome, to get off the ship or on the ship, they see a shed. His name was Ben Matalion. Ben Matalion. Ben Matalion says to them, you know what, I'm here to help you. Don't worry about it. You go over there to the palace, the Caesar of Rome, I fix it up for you. I said, what I'm going to do? Well, I'm going to go into the head of the daughter, of the Caesar's daughter, and she'll go crazy. She'll go crazy, and you're going to come, and the Caesar will ask you, oh, Rabbanim, Chachamim, you know, my daughter got sick. She became Meshuggah. She's something wrong with her. And then you come over there, and I'm going to go out of her head, and she'll become normal, and it's going to do to you whatever you want. The Gemara said what happened. The Rabbanim went to the Caesar, and the whole palace is upside down. The girl became a sugar crazy. They said, oh, you can understand, you know, you can understand. All of a sudden, people, something happened to them, put them in sanatorium. The girl was normal. All of a sudden, got crazy. What happened? Got crazy. The doctor is going to give him pills, this, Prozac, this. What happened to the guy? Shit goes inside the person. And he says, he goes inside when the person gets angry. Person gets angry, the shit can go inside. But shit can go without it also. It can go. It's a Gemara. It's not a Zohar Gemara. So the Chachamim came to the palace, and the sister said, my daughter became crazy. Chachamim said, don't worry about it, we'll fix her up. I'm not going to fix her up. No Prozac, no nothing. 5 minutes, we go inside. They told Bemetalion, this was the name of the shed. Get out. I got out, finished. And the Rabbi said, Tzadikim, not Tzadikim, nothing. The shed left. I said, all these UFOs, all those UFOs, this is a joke. That's how they make jokes. This is their joke. And I said, oh, so I saw it in my backyard. Police comes. Who was it? Ah, the man is a dreamer. The man is a dreamer. This is a shedim. They do all these things. The Gemara says that's what they're busy. They have nothing else to do. They have no Torah. They play jokes. They make you crazy. So Ari says, all of a sudden you do something is not here. He says, was here before, $5 was here. Where is it? Where is the $5? Look here, look there. Oh, it is! Where was it? Did you see it before? No, the shade took it. He takes it, he puts it back.
He tells us with the socks.
Yeah, with the socks, yeah.
Where is it?
Chicken feet, socks, you know.
With the plane, with the socks.
Oh, yeah. Once I was on the plane coming back from Israel. So somebody coming back from Israel, and so the guy over there sits next to me. So I said, where's your kippah? He said, oh. I said, yeah, you're going to sit next to me not to America 14 hours without the kippah? We call up the stewards. He says, the man is crazy. I said, I'm crazy? He's crazy. He wants to sit next to a rabbi without the kippah 14 hours. He wants to move. So he wants to move. So they take him, they put him someplace else.
Really?
Yeah. Listen to the story. It wasn't for this. Listen to the story. He had a bag with all this stuff inside the bag. He takes his bag, he moves. Okay. He moves. I just walk a second. On my seat, there are three pairs of socks. three pairs of socks. I call up the stewards and say, you know what, the socks are here. He said, what are you talking? Again, you start. You start with the kippah, now with the socks. I said, lady, it's not my socks. Who put socks on somebody's seat? The lady said, look, socks. She picks up the socks. What socks? How the socks got here? He said, anybody put socks here? Shedim. This is what they have because they had chicken feet. They're busy with socks. This is always in the washing machine. All of a sudden, he's missing socks. There's no pair. What happened? Where's the pair? What they say? They go through the machine. They go into the sewer. Oh, they go to the sewer. This is shitty. This is still socks. That's what they do. This is for the jokes. They do it for the joke. They have nothing else. It's all UFO. Come from another planet. The whole thing is a shaked on the line. The Gemara says in Egypt. Velatehem, the Gemara said in Egypt, it says they used to call the shedim, they used to call a shed. And the shed used to tell a shed, we need a car. The Gemara said the shed used to go and steal a car from somebody, bring it over. If you know how to handle them, it's dangerous. This guy told me that he went to this guy that had the book with the Shedim. Now somebody went to ask this guy a question. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, a stone was thrown on him. So the guy said, "What is it? Who is throwing stones on me?" The guy told him, "The Shedim don't like you. So don't come and ask a question the Shedim again, because they're going to hurt you, they're going to do something." But the UFO is true, of course it's a true UFO. But who does it? It's not from another planet. It's from our planet. They make it, they build it, they do something, and they build it, and then it's floating in the ocean.
Isn't it a sword for the Yemenite to do that?
See, the Yemenite people have the heritage. They have the biggest heritage, the Yemenite people. They left Israel at the time of Shlomo HaMelech. They left Israel. And they know from father to son, they know all the secrets in Yemen. They know. And this guy in Yerushalayim, he has a book with all the names of the Shedim. He said, that's a Gemara. You know, it's a Gemara. One day, Shlomo HaMelech had he captured the head of the Shedim, Ashmedai. And it's a spiritual power. But it says, it, the Gemara, it says exactly how he did it. It's a whole story how he did it. One day Shlomo did not behave, and this guy Ashmedai got dressed like Shlomo, and he threw Shlomo out of the palace. And Shlomo went, and he was a cook in Jordan, at Rabat Hamon. He was a cook for 7 years. This Ashmedai ran the whole country, got dressed up like Shlomo, walked like Shlomo, looked like Shlomo, did everything, until Shlomo was able to come back, the whole story with the ring, the whole story that Shlomo was able to come back. Ani Shlomo, Hayiti Melech Birushalayim, Hayiti Melech Birushalayim, says the Gemara, Shlomo writes in Kohelet, I used to be a king. The Gemara says Shlomo used to walk on the street. He said, my name is Shlomo. He said, yeah, your name is Shlomo. Shlomo. I remember they said in Israel that when Ben Gurion went one time to a sanatorium to visit crazy people in Yerushalayim next to the Haram Nuchot. He went inside, so one of the Meshugaim, one of the crazy people asked him, "What's your name?" He said, "Ben Gurion." He said, "Yeah, it started with me the same thing." I also told him Ben Gurion. Shlomo used to walk on the street. He said, "My name is Shlomo." Everybody said, "Yeah, Shlomo, you Shlomo. He looked like Shlomo. He said, forget about it. You're not Shlomo. Shlomo is in the palace. Who is in the palace? 7 years was a shed. 7 years, the Gemara. 7 years was a shed. Ashmedai, the head of the Shedim, was the king. Dressed, just didn't see his feet. But he dressed up. He looks like Shlomo. He can make hands like Shlomo. He can make everything. He can make a beard. They can do everything. They're the best designers. They make cars, everything. They dress everything, and he talks, and you think it's a man? No, it's a shed. It's a shed that he brings the body of somebody, takes the body from a cemetery, they steal body from hospitals, and they get inside, and they put a beard, they put this, the guy is walking on the street, it's not a person, it's a shed. Happened to Shlomo, the smartest man ever. And all of Israel, all the Rabbanim, the Chachamim, nobody was able to figure out, this is not Shlomo. Shlomo was screaming on the street that Ashmedai, he threw me out. He said, "Why are you talking nonsense? You're not Shlomo." He says, "I'm Shlomo. Ask me anything you want. You're not Shlomo." So they cannot do a UFO.
Maybe they're around the country now.
They say Hitler was a shit. That's what they say. They say Hitler was a shit. It's time of Chafetz Chaim. Hafetz Chaim was in a wagon, and all of a sudden something fell off the wagon. So the driver went down, and when he went down, a shoe fell. A shoe fell. Hafetz Chaim saw his feet. He says, "You chicken feet." He says, "What are you talking about?" He said, "No, that's my business now. Now I'm driving a carriage." He said, "Oh, yeah, I don't want to go with you." This is 80 years ago. Not a joke. Of course, this is all the UFO. But the Gemara says they know. It's the Gemara. Masechet Chagiga says the Gemara says they know what's going on in Shamayim. They're like angels, says the Gemara. They're like angels. They fly, and they fly all the way up to Kisei HaKavod. They hear. The Gemara says they hear Hashem's decision upstairs. And if you have connection, they tell you. They tell you what's the next. What Hashem is planning next. They know everything. Gemara, Shloshat Varim Domin Bnei Adam. Three things that are like people, three things that like angels. They multiply like people, they die like people, they eat like people. But there are angels also. It's invisible. The Gemara said sometimes you can see them. So most time you cannot see them. And also they know what's going on in Shemaya. The third thing I don't remember.
What's your purpose?
It's no purpose. The Gemara says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so-called on creation Friday afternoon, those are souls from the world before. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu actually wanted to make them like servants to Adam HaRishon in Gan Eden. Like all the animals HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in Gan Eden. There were souls from the world before, used to be people. Now they're animals. Chafetz Chaim writes in his book, every animal that you see on the street used to be a person before. An animal knows who she or he was in the life before, but they cannot talk. So the Shedim, the Gemara says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so-called, did not finish them. The reason is because of the motion ate from the tree. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu had in mind to make, not billions of them, a few of them. Like they went in the Noach. The Gemara says they went into Noach's Teva. They went, two Shedim went to Noach's Teva. They went, from them, they multiply. This is the multiply of people. But you know, the multiply, they can have 10 children at a time, 100 children at a time. Like fish. Like a fish can have in one shot 2 million eggs. And it says they multiply also a lot. But the Kaddish Baruch Hu had in mind to make Adam HaRishon like two, three servants or four servants, we don't know exactly how many. And then the Kaddish Baruch Hu did not make them, and they left them like a wandering soul in the universe. And the Gemara said, those are the Shedim. And they multiply a lot. And today you have millions of them, billions of them, who knows? But they die a lot, but they also multiply a lot. Okay, now we go to Parashat HaShavua. Any more questions?
No.
Okay.
There is interaction between real people and the devil.
Well, there are people again, they know how to use them.
Rabbi
Shlomo Tzvi from the
woods,
he wrote a
book about
Shlomo, and he's
warning that, you know, like, give you the signs how to be careful from the Bishal, which is
Be shared, yeah.
Yeah, it
can be anything.
Rabbi, maybe you can tell the story of the Gaon of Vilna with the book, with the Zohar.
Yeah. But this is not the shed, this is the book. The book is a lost soul. No. The book means a lost soul. That's called the book. Okay. It's a person. Oh, yeah. It's a person that died, that his neshama has no visa to Gan Eden, has no visa to Gehenom. And one angel stands in one side of the world, the other angel stands on the other side, and they play with him ping pong with his neshama. That neshama is called lost neshama, and that they cannot go any place. And when a person does a certain thing, when he gets angry, that neshama can run into that person's body. That's called dibuk. Dibuk from the word devik, glued in. And it's at the time of the Gaon Mivilna, before the Gaon Mivilna, after the Gaon Mivilna, even time of Chafetz Chaim, that people all of a sudden, they got it inside and they're talking from the stomach. I was in Yeshiva in Kfar Chasin, Rebbe Lupian said he was one of the 10 people that Chafetz Chaim sent them to take a dibuk from a lady, and he said the lady lives in Petach Tikva, he said, in the lecture. And all of a sudden, somebody is talking from inside the stomach. You hear somebody is talking from the stomach. That's called dibuk.
A guy like this, Rabbi, he went to Gehenam, they look at him and said, you belong to Gan Eden. He went to Gan Eden. He said, no, you belong to Gehenam. You have Vavilot. Back and forth four or five times. He got them together, the Gehenam and Gehenom, and Gan Eden. He said, listen, you guys, they make decision. What do you want to do? To my wife, I'm not going back.
This week's parasha. Parashat Achimot Kedoshim. According to the calendar, we are behind Eretz Israel.
Right.
In Eretz Israel this week, we're going to read Parashat Emor.
Emor.
The reason for that is, the last day of Pesach was Friday. Since we don't live in Eretz Israel, we celebrate 2 days. So for us, Friday and Shabbat were the last 2 days of Pesach. And therefore, the last day of Pesach for us is called Shemini Shel Pesach. We read in the Torah Kol HaBechor. In Eretz Israel, Pesach is only 7 days, not eight. The last day of Pesach was Friday. And the next day of Shabbat, they read Parashat Shemini. So we're behind them. When are we going to catch them? By the way, if you go to Eretz Israel, those days now, you're going to miss a parasha. Let's say you go today to Eretz Israel, you get to Eretz Israel, this Shabbat you're going to meet Parashat Emor. So you're not going to hear Achre Mot Gedoshim. So if you go to Yerushalayim, you go to the Knesset called Zichron Moshe in Geula. Over there, there's somebody, a very big tzaddik, his name is Bradstein. He reads every Shabbat for the American people, for the English people, for people come from Panama. Everyone lives outside of Eretz Israel. They should not miss a parasha. Because you go to Eretz Israel today, you can hear more. You miss Achre Mot Gedoshim. So, when are we going to catch up to Eretz Israel? Behar Bechukotai. It means, in two weeks, in Eretz Israel, have one parasha Behar. In 3 weeks, they can have Eretz Israel Bechukotai. But when we get to Bechukotai, we're going to have Behar Bechukotai together. They may be together with them. Sefer Bamidbar starts Parashat Bamidbar. It's a week before Shavuot, we're going to be together. This parashiyot that we have were established by Ezra Sofer in time of Second Bet HaMikdash. What it means like this. Whatever we have now in what we call in Chumashim, in the print, the chapters are meaningless. Not only meaningless, it's better not to say it. The Goim made the chapters. The chapters, there's no chapters in the Torah. The Goim made it. When they translated the Torah into other languages, they made chapters, sentences Hashem said to Moshe Rabbeinu. Chapters Hashem never said. Not only that, the chapters are wrong. Rabbi Shlubdisky and other big Chachamim show, they say all of a sudden the chapter here, there's no connection. Once the parasha ends, the last pasuk is a new chapter, there's no connection. Means nothing, chapters are nothing. When Hashem gave the Torah to us, and Moshe wrote the Torah the last day of his life, Hashem told him to write paragraphs. Can be one paragraph for the whole parasha. Can be one parasha, 20 paragraphs. That's the kind of the Gemara says Hashem wanted to have paragraphs for Moshe to have time to think what Hashem is telling him. That's the purpose of the paragraphs. So again, if you take a Torah, you look at the Torah, the real Torah, we take out from the Aron Kodesh, from the Echal, you see, the Torah has paragraphs, and that's it. But Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu sentences. The parashiyot, what we have, what we call Dish Parashah, Dish Shabbat, this Ezra Sofer made. The name of the parashiyot are meaningless. That the printer made it. Parashat Noach. Why it's called Parashat Noach? Could have called it Parashat Yosef. Who said Noach? Somebody said Noach. Parashat Noach. Why this called Parashat Toldot? Why this called Parashat Vayelech? Why somebody made it up? It's nothing. The name means nothing. Nobody made it. The printer that made the chapters made the names. It doesn't mean anything. It's only for us to memorize it. Who's there? Achrimot Gdoshim. Achrimot Gdoshim. Achrimot Gdoshim. Ezra Sofer made it. He divided the Torah into parashiyot. That we should finish a cycle every year. Before that, they used to finish the Torah, says the Gemara, every 3 years. Every 3 years. But Ezra Sofer decided, when we came back from exile, and we came to Second Bet HaMikdash, she decided that we have to finish it every year, and since then, that's what we do. So every week is one parasha, sometimes are two parashiyot, sometimes one parasha, it's a leap year, in most of the Shabbatot is one parasha, but this is how he set up the Torah. So he decided when it's going to be two together, when it's going to be one together. One. He decided it. Ezra decided everything. In order to finish the cycle. So, it's decided, Sefer Shemot is decided by Akel Pekudeh, two together. Why? Well, there's a reason for that. Of course, you read it, you say, oh, makes sense. Akel Pekudeh is both on the Mishkan, perfect. We come to Sefer Vayikra, that's the book that we are at, It says last week parasha was Tazria Metzora. It's the second, the first, second time it's together. It makes sense. They both talk about Tzarat. It says they both are the same subject. Okay. Now this is Achimut Gedoshim, not necessarily connected. Not necessarily. Again, we two parashiyot. The first parasha is called Achimut. It talks about Avodah V'Tamigdash and Yom Kippur. And some other halachot. The next parasha is Gedoshim. You have to be holy. Not really. Not so much. Not so much. But he just had it together. Then the next set is Behar B'chukotai and this Chumash. Okay, again, don't see so much connection between Pasha, but again, something. But the question is like this. Right, Ezra Safer also, he knew the calendar and he knew everything. And after Ezra Safer, they knew everything. So they left us behind until two Shabbatot before Chag HaShavuot. They should be behind. He says, let's be parasha already. We can have fix the whole thing. We don't have to wait for Behar B'chukotai. Say, no, Tazria Metzora is the same subject, but together. Okay, but this week's parasha should have been this way already. He says, Neretz Israel, last week they read two parashiot, Achimot Gdoshim, what we're going to read today. No, they should have read in last week's parasha in Neretz Israel only one parasha, Achimot. And this Shabbat, we will be able to catch to them. We have to catch. You would have read Achimot Gdoshim? No. We're behind Eretz Israel this Shabbat. We're behind Eretz Israel next Shabbat. We're behind Eretz Israel this next Shabbat. We're going to catch up to them. Parashat B'chukotai says, why? Why you made it this way? Who made it this way? Why? Why should we be behind so many weeks? Why? Tazria Metzorah, maybe it's also not a good excuse, but maybe it's a different reason. But what's the reason that we have to wait a few more weeks to catch up to Eretz Israel? This question was asked before. But I was last week in Israel, I asked Reb Chaim Kanievsky this, said, I have no idea, I don't know what it is. Parashat Achimot Gdoshim goes like this. First parasha, I read Achimot, Vedaber Hashem el Moshe, Achimot Shnei Bnei Aaron, Bekorbatam Lefnei Hashem Bayamutu. Hashem spoke to Moshe, Kam Chachamim, according to one opinion, this parasha really should have been right after Parashat Shemini, after Nadav Vavyu, Aaron children went inside Beit HaMikdash. And they tried to do Ketoret inside, some machloket all the way inside or outside, and they died. And when they died, Aharon was upset, and this parasha really should have been then. Vedaber Hashem el Moshe, acharei mot shnim le'aron, Hashem spoke to Moshe, after Aharon should not die, according to one opinion in the Gemara, this parasha was said right after Parashat Shmini, not after Parashat Shmini, even before the end of the Parashat Shmini, before the Torah talks about kosher food, not kosher food. Right there, Hashem told Moshe, listen, I want you to go tell Aaron something. Go tell Aaron. Daber el Aaron achicha. Go speak to your brother. Al yavo becholet el hakodesh mibet laparochet. He should not come inside the holiest of the holiest. And the Torah says, behind the curtain. So what's this to do behind the curtain? If you tell me behind the curtain. El pnei hakapuret, asher al Aaron, v'lo yamut, ki v'anan iray al hakapuret. It's a description. And Torah says, Hashem tells Moshe, listen, you don't go, tell Aaron, don't go behind the curtain, and don't go next to the place that is a kaporet. What is kaporet? Kaporet was the cover of the ark, of the hechal, it was the luchot inside. You tell somebody, listen, I don't want you to go where next to. He says, don't go next to the hechal. Don't say, don't go next to kaporet. Kaporet, it was the cover. Don't say, Hashem tells Moshe, go tell Aaron, should not press the curtain, should not be next to the cover of the Echal. The cover of the Echal is the problem. Because I'm there with the cloud. You're in the cloud, you're not in the cloud. You're in the cloud. Comes the Gemara and says, you know, what the Torah means like this. Acharei mot shnei bnei Aaron. Why Hashem writes in the Torah? I tell you like this. You know, like a doctor comes to visit a sick person. You know, it's at our time, you know, when I was young, this used to be. Somebody didn't feel well, the doctor used to come to his house to check him. Today, they go to the hospital. So even the person is not sick, he gets sick in the hospital. So in Leningrad, they knew it. You know, in Leningrad. In Leningrad, 100 years ago, Leningrad, it's called St. Peterson. I said that, huh? Petersburg. Petersburg, I'm sorry. They had a hospital over there that people used to He used to bring people to the hospital. They got sicker and sicker and sicker. So the goyim on the Tuesday go figure out that in the hospital there's so many germs. Who knows what they're going to do today? The people get sicker when they get to the hospital from the. So first they decided they're going to paint the hospital. So they painted the hospital. And still people got sicker. So they demolished the hospital and they rebuilt the new hospital. It says people get sicker when they go to the hospital. At that time, the Gemara says, doctor used to come to somebody's house. When I was young, no Kupat Cholim, no bad hospital. He didn't feel well. He called. I said, doctor, don't feel well. He used to come to the house, check in the house, finish. You know, you get germs. You go to the waiting room in the hospital. Who knows what you're going to get with it. So the Gemara says, listen, this is a story. After the Nadav Avihu Aaron's children died. And why did they die? They died because they entered the Mishkan without permission. So Hashem tells Moshe, listen, to go to Aaron is like a doctor. After he goes to visit a sick person, he tells him, listen, don't do. Because if you're going to do this, it's going to happen to you what happened to your friend. He says, he got sick. He got sick. Why he got sick? He did this. Don't do this. He says, Hashem tells Aaron, Moshe, tell Aaron, go tell Aaron, don't do it. Because you're going to do it, you're going to die like your children. He says, excuse me. My children know why they died. They went inside with the ketoret. The Gemara said they were drunk. The Gemara said they didn't take a haircut. The Gemara said they were torn clothing. The Gemara said they didn't want to get married to anybody. The Gemara said they said we're waiting for Moshe and Aaron to die. We want to be the leaders. The Gemara said they didn't discuss anything with anybody. So Hashem told Moshe, listen, go tell Aaron he should not go because he's going to die. He's going to die like his children. He's going to drink. He's going to drink. He's drunk. He's going to go with torn clothing. He's married, Baruch Hashem. What is he that doesn't have long hair? Well, nevertheless, comes the Gemara and says, Hashem told Moshe, listen, go do it. Then the Torah will tell you the story of Yom Kippur. Story of Yom Kippur. This is what's called Avodat Yom HaKippurim, or we read on Yom Kippur this parasha, and also in the parasha it says exactly what went on in Bet HaMikdash on Yom Kippur. And the Kohen HaGadol has to do everything. It's a special halacha. Special halacha, the Kohen Gadol doesn't matter how old he is. It can be 100, it may be 150, Shimon HaTzadik, Yohanan Kohen Gadol, he has to do the job. Says Rambam, he has to slaughter by himself 15 animals, and he has to sacrifice by himself. He might have to clean also to Matadesh himself, Mahloket in the Rishonim. He does everything by himself. What do you want from the poor guy? There's thousands of Kohanim. No. Only Kohen Gadol has to do it on Yom Kippur. Why only him? What happened? But he cannot have an assistant. He cannot have an assistant. He has to do the job from A to Z by himself. Everything. Everything. Go inside. Go to mikveh 5 times. Wash his hands 10 times. Change clothing. Go in. Come out. Ding. Stanit. He used to hold him up the whole night. He had to go to sleep. His Kohen Gadol used to sit in Bet HaMikdash. His feet on the floor. People used to stand in front of him. Says the Mishnah. Says the Rambam. Read to him. Talk to him. Don't fall asleep for a second. Don't fall. Listen, the man is 150 years old. Tomorrow morning he has to slaughter 15 animals. He has to cut them. He has to sacrifice them. He has to do the ketoret. He said, listen, let him go to take a nap. He can't take a nap. He has to be up. As it says in the Torah. Comes the Torah and says, you should know, he takes a bull. He has to bring a bull from his house. He has to confess on the bull. First he confesses his personal confession for him and for his wife. Him and his wife. He has to confess. What is the confession? In case I ever went inside Bet HaMikdash and I wasn't pure. This is the whole confession. After he confessed for himself and his wife, he has to confess again. For Echab HaKohanim, for all the Kohanim. Put his hands on the bull's head. And that's what we, Aminagim, is to bow down on Yom Kippur on the floor. We bow down while he was. He confessed. When he confessed, and he said, please forgive us, kapir, whatever it says in the text in Yom Kippur, if you remember, this is that did happen while he was confessing. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu put his two hands on the bull, and he says, I'm sorry if I ever went inside Beit HaMikdash, not pure. Tumat Mikdash v'Kodeshav, says the Gemara. That's the confession. Again, first confess for himself and his wife, and then confess for all the Kohanim, and then he confessed for all of Israel. Then they had the goat, they threw the goat off the cliff. This is for all the other sins. But Avodat Yom HaKippurim, it's called Par V'Seir Shel Yom HaKippurim V'Seir V'Monim Ezo Mekuman Shel Zvachim. This is the bull of the Kohen. That's so important that he should bring a bull, and he should confess on the bull, and this is confessed three times. So come to Gemara and says, well, let me tell you. In Rome, in the Vatican, the Pope is not allowed to have a wife. And our religion is the opposite. The Kohen HaGadol must have a wife. Says the Gemara, the Kohen HaGadol wakes up in the morning, on Yom Kippur, his wife went to Gan Eden. So, Baruch Hashem, she was 500 years old, he can be Kohen Gadol. Finished. You have to go and appoint another Kohen, he says, his son, or his brother, and he says, what happened? He says, your brother cannot serve. What happened? My brother, what happened to him? He was up the whole night. Everything was perfect. He's ready. He was in the mikveh. He said, well, or he went to the room and saw his wife give an neshama back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, can be the Kohen Gadol. The Torah says like this. He has to have a kapara for himself and for his house. Says the Gemara, his house? What is his house? The Gemara says, Ishto zo beto. His wife is the house. Excuse me. The Torah can write, V'chiper ba'ado uve'ad ishto. Hashem writes like this. V'chiper ba'ado uve'ad beto. Hashem, the Kohen HaGadol is to give, to confess. And he needs a forgiveness for himself and for his house. Says the Gemara, his house? Well, no. His house of him means wife. So then the Torah writes a wife. The Torah has to write house, and you don't know what it is. And Hashem says, Moshe, tell Am Israel that I mean over here as wife. So write in Torah, wife. Comes the Gemara and says, Kohen HaGadol doesn't have a wife? No kapara. So what's the difference? He can be the Pope. What's wrong? It's even better. Why do you need the headache? You heard what the Rafi Levi said. His wife is not coming back. What do you need a wife for? What do you need a wife? Yom Kippur anyway. You need a wife on Yom Kippur? You need a wife, you know, after Yom Kippur for Sukkot. Anyway, you can't be with your wife on Yom Kippur. You have to be in Betek Knesset, you have to be at Amikdash. She says, Halacha in the Rambam, Halacha in the Mishnah in the Gemara, Chiper Ba'ado Ve'ad Beto, the Torah emphasized, the Kapara of the Kohen HaGadol of him, himself and his wife, he must have a wife. If he has no wife, what do you mean he has no wife? Who needs a wife on Yom Kippur? If he has no wife, no Kapara, no Kapara. This parashat Achrimot, part of the parasha. Then we go to parashat Gidoshim, Gidoshim Tiyu. Hashem wants us to be holy. Hashem to be holy. Why have to be holy? Why Hashem wants us to be holy? Why Hashem wants to be holy? Why holy? What's the difference? Comes the Gemara and says the following. Before HaKadosh Baruch Hu created mankind, angels ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, can you tell us what is the prediction? What you have in mind? Hashem said, I'll tell you what. He said, I'm going to make a man, to create a person, and that person's children are going to be Am Israel, and I love them very much. And let me tell you, Hashem said to the angels, I want to explain to you something about creation, that you see how much I love them. So Hashem went through creation. He said, you know the first day what I did? The first day on creation, I made light. Me'yor. You read the Sefer Bereshit, Parashat Bereshit, Yomer Elokim, Me'yor, Va'yor, is light. Let me tell you, my dear angels, said HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know what I'm going to do? When Am Israel is the nation that I love so much, are going to be in Egypt, and it's going to be Makat Choshech. It's going to be darkness in Egypt. But for my children, Ulechol Bnei Israel, Ya'ob Moshvotam, I'm going to make light for them. Like on the first Sunday, the first day of creation, I made light. I love those children. I'm going to make light for them. Monday, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Rakia. What did Hashem do? Hashem took water from upstairs, mixed them with fire, froze them. And upstairs in Shamayim, you go up, it's going to be like a separation. It's called Rakia. You know what I'm going to do? When Am Yisrael is going to go out of Egypt, they're going to go to Yom Suf. And it says, we say in Parashat B'Shalach, V'amayim Laim Choma, Minam Mismolam. The water became like a wall. He says, you know, why did Hashem has to write it in the Torah, the water became a wall? He says, this is because my love. Hashem said to the angels, since I love my children, I'm going to make to them something that I made on Monday. The first Monday, I took water and I froze the water. I'm going to freeze the water in Yam Suf. And the same thing, Hashem froze the water in time of Yeshua. Tuesday, what I did on Tuesday, I grew produce. You know, my children are going to be in the desert. V'aman kizra gadhu. Hashem is going to give us man from Shamayim. And the description of the man that Hashem gave us 40 years in the desert, the Torah says, is like seeds. This is why Hashem is to tell you in the Torah what the man looks like. He says, no, it's a hint. As Tuesday, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created seeds to say, Aretz, Etzpri, Osepri, Zorei Azara. He says, ring the bell. He says, Hashem tells the angels, you know what? I'm going to make for my children what I did on the first Tuesday. I made seeds and I planted. I'm going to give my children food. Wednesday, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the sun and the moon, made lights. You know what? My children will go out of Egypt. It's going to be dark outside. It's not going to be electricity. I'm going to make them cheap electricity. Solar. What is this? Amud Anan, Amud Ha'esh, the cloud. Thursday, I created the birds. You know, one day they'll come, Parshat Balotcha, they say they're hungry, they want meat. I'll give them slab, I'll give them birds to eat. Friday, I'm going to create this man soon on the floor, and I'm going to blow inside him life. Etz Chaim el ha-machazikim ha-batumchim ha-mu'usharim, and give them the Torah called Etz Chaim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu ended the discussion with the angels, and he told them this. The whole purpose of creation is for this nation, Am Yisrael. What I'm going to do to them is something very similar to what I did on creation. Now you understand why in Parashat Bereshit Hashem went through and explained to us what he did on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, who cares what he did. And if Hashem would have created everything in the same day, in the same moment, no, Hashem wanted details because it's not going to be in the same time. One day HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us light in Egypt. One day HaKadosh Baruch Hu will freeze the water. One day HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us man. One day HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us birds. One day HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give us this. He says, now you understand. You go back to Parashat Bereshit, you know, now I understand why HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not make everything in the same day, because Hashem planned it for later. It's a secret how it fits exactly in the puzzle, the time-wise, and the time on the calendar that Hashem gives this and gives this. But you see, anyway, it was not in the same day that Hashem gave us man, and Hashem gave him the birds, and Hashem made us light. It's in Egypt, you see, the timetable is different of creation. This is because the timetable is different to Am Yisrael that I love so much. Says the Gemara, the angel said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mucho gracias, very nice. Can you tell us also why? Why you love them so much? Why? Understand, you said you're going to do to them something very comparable to what you did on creation. But why? Why you chose them? Says the Gemara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered them that. Listen, you know, it says, Bereshit bara Elokim et ha-shamayim v'et ha-aretz. You know, first thing, on the first Sunday, so-called, before HaKadosh Baruch Hu said should be light, it says, Vayere vayevoker yom rishon. Creation started from evening, but we call Motzei Shabbat Tzedek HaTam Sofer. It says, Bereshit bara Elokim et ha-shamayim. The first creation was Shamayim, was the sky. Of course, the way it says in the Gemara, the way it says in the Rambam, it says in the Zohar, whatever it means, of course, it's spiritual. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu has upstairs what we call His sky. Hashamayim, Shmei Hashamayim, V'chol Tzvaram. It says HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a chair over there, there's a Bet HaMikdash over there, there's cabins there. There are a lot of things upstairs. Of course, it's spiritual. But first, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made this. It says HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the angels, listen. On the first Sunday, I created the first thing was Shamayim. Do you know what? These nations are going to make me a house downstairs. Like I have upstairs, downstairs, this is my vacation. So the same, I really, my place is upstairs, but for the weekends, I go, you know, upstate New York, I have a house there. I said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, the whole time, my house is in the Shamayim. But I go, Poconos. Oh, Poconos. Hamptons. I says, I love them. I says, see, Sunday I made myself a house upstairs. I'm inside, they're going to do for me Mikdash downstairs. Okay? Monday, I made myself like a separation. They're going to do a separation in this house for me. They're going to make a curtain. I'm going to ask them to make a curtain, and they're going to make a curtain. The curtain is a symbol of what I did on Monday. Monday I did something like a separation upstairs. They're going to do a separation. This is going to be vertical. This is our result. It doesn't matter. But this is what I love about them. They're going to do for me a house down here. They're going to do a curtain. Tuesday, what I did is I made produce, you know? In Bet HaMikdash, they're going to do for me Lechem HaPanim. It's a table in Bet HaMikdash. Every week, they're going to bake on Friday 12 Chalot. It's going to be Matzah. And they're going to bring it into Bet HaMikdash for me. Of course, I don't eat. But they're going to do it for me. Something similar to what I did, they do for me. Wednesday, I did the light. Well, in the Bet HaMikdash, they're going to light the menorah for me. Now look at it, the menorah was lit in Bet HaMikdash morning and afternoon, or just in the afternoon. It doesn't matter. But now we understand the concept. Like Akadosh Baruch Hu said to us, light for me a menorah. He doesn't need a menorah. He says, when you light for Hashem menorah, it means something similar to what Hashem did. Hashem lit universe on Wednesday. Hashem is very happy with us because we're going to light the menorah. Thursday, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the birds. Baruch Hu tells the angels, you know, Am Yisrael can do for me. They're going to do for me kaporet. The cover of the hechal, of the ark, the luchot were inside, there were two angels on top, kruvim. I said, they're going to do for me angels. This is not angels. What do you mean? It's a statue. Doesn't matter. But those statues, but you're going to posek nafayim lemala. Those angels will have wings. By the way, Shlomo HaMelech made 10 of them in Bet HaMikdash. Friday, see, I'm going to make a man. He said, you know what they're going to do for me? Bezot yavo Aharon el HaKodesh. The role model that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves so much that we give him as we give him a product. The product is Aharon HaKodesh. Bezot yavo Aharon el HaKodesh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told the angels, I'm going to make a man here. They're going to make for me somebody. What are they going to make? They're going to make for me a person. His name is Aharon HaKohen. He is going to come inside Bet HaMikdash, the holiest of the holiest. Bezot yavu Aharon el HaKodesh b'far b'makar. He says, this guy Aharon is going to come to Bet HaMikdash, to the Mishkan, on Yom Kippur. He's going to bring the bull inside. That's why I love Am Yisrael. This was the end of the discussion between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the angels. What it means, like this, Chachamim say, that's clearly what HaKadosh Baruch Hu said. See, you ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to give us. You know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not a cow. Elchad Shalom, a cow. A cow also, you can't milk the cow unless they give food to the cow. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Elchad Shalom, is not this way. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the same concept, if we may say. You see, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give me this, give me this, give me this. What do you give him? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a mirror effect. It's called Eke Asher Eke. Says Ari, says the Chachamim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu behaves the way you behave. Says Ari, you say, Hashem, Hashem, Kel Rachum Bachanun, Erech HaPayim Rafeset. Hashem, please, mercy. Ari says, if you're not Rachum Bachanun, if you're not Erech HaPayim, if you're not Nutzer Chesed, if you're not doing the same thing Hashem doesn't do. You can say all day long, Shoshasra Midot, you say Selichot in 120 days, it's Selichot. Less than 120 days, Selichot. You can start Selichot, Hashem, Rachum Bachanun, please. If you Rachum, he's Rachum. If you're Chanun, he is Chanun. If you are Chapam, you have patience for people, he's going to have patience for you. If not, Hashem doesn't have it. So, Dari, Hashem is a mirror effect. So, Forno said the same thing. He says, you want from Hashem something? Okay. But you have to give him something. He says, you don't think HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs it for you. But in order for you to get, you have to give. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not just going to give you, going to give you, going to give you. Let's talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu told the angels. He says, somebody's going to ask you, no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu But he did for us. He made light for us in Egypt. You know, you won't know he made light for you in Egypt. Because you're going to build Bet HaMikdash. The Gemara says Bet HaMikdash sent light to the whole world. It says, we are living on what we call a future credit. It's called, in America, it's called a draw. We are salesmen. I says, okay, I can sell you the Brooklyn Bridge. I says, okay, go ahead. This is the meantime till I go, I have meetings, I have to rent a car, I have to rent a Maserati, I have to go to the customer, I have to impress him, take him to lunch, take him to dinner, I have to buy $10,000 suit with a tie, dog. I need money for this. I says, okay, I'll give you a draw. Eventually the sale will come, we'll deduct it. We live on a draw in this world. It's called Gomel Chasadim Tovim Vekoleh Hakol. Gomel Chasadim Tovim, it means that we live on extended credit card. What we have to do, we have to pay it. How do you pay it? Hashem said, Bet HaMikdash, says the Rambam, you should know we have 10 people. You have an obligation to make Bet Knesset. So, no, listen, I can make Bet Knesset in my basement. Very nice with mace. I have a high, tall ceiling and make basement. So, you don't understand. You don't understand. You have to make a house for Hashem. This is an order for Hashem to give you the light. What you have to put in Bet HaKnesset, you have to make it very beautiful. It says you have to beautify Bet HaMikdash. Says the Rambam, put gold on the walls, outside, inside. It's a waste of money. He says, don't understand. The more beautiful you make it, Hashem can make your house more beautiful. And it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, one day you're going to go through Yam Suf. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will make the water into walls. He says, you know why? This is because one day Hashem sees in the future, you're going to make a curtain. You're going to make a curtain. Vertical thing. It says, you make a vertical, Hashem is going to make the water vertical. It says, one day, you see what happened? You went to the desert. You went to the desert, you had not, no food, you got man. You read the Torah, it says, oh, Hashem gave us man. And Hashem didn't give you man. Hashem gave you man on account. The reason you get man, because one day you're going to have Mishkan, you can do Lechem Apanim. You give Hashem bread every week. And it's the time of Ari. One rabbi gave a lecture that about Hashem loves bread, and one of the people over there heard it. He went inside his house and told his wife, you know, Hashem loves bread. 12 halot. He said, you know what? I think from now on, you go bake it. You bake it. Every week, the guy, his wife baked the 12 halot. The guy used to come put it in the chal in Bet HaKnesset. The Shamash came to fix the Torah. He sees the halot. He takes it. He eats it all. It went a few weeks, months. One day, the rabbi caught the guy. I said, what are you doing? It was the middle of the night, Thursday night. He brings chalot, put in the chal, in Aron HaKodesh. He said, what are you doing? I said, what am I doing? The rabbi said a few months ago, Hashem loves bread. I bring the bread. He said, where's the bread? He said, look, every week I come Shabbat, the bread is not there, Hashem ate it. The rabbi said, you crazy? Hashem eats bread? He said, shame on you. I said, listen, you say a lecture, I did it. So the rabbi stayed in the shul. Thursday night, at the end, towards dawn, he saw the shamash comes with a bag, takes the chalot, put it inside. He goes to the guy in the morning and said, you're an idiot. What's wrong with you? The Ari came to this rabbi, he said, call your insurance guy, your wife is going to catch your life insurance. You're dead. Since Bet HaMikdash, Hashem never had so much pleasure that the innocent person brings him every week bread. The emunah, that the tmimah, that naive person, and the rabbi died. Sunday he died. So you think Hashem gave us man in the desert? No, says the Gemara. No, Hashem didn't give us man. Hashem extended credit to us. Since we're going to have a Mishkan, we're going to have Lechem HaPanim, we give Hashem. Hashem will give you a draw in the beginning. He says, on account, you got from HaKadosh Baruch Hu everything. He says, it means like this. I mean, Hashem loves us so much because we can do for Him. That's what I'm writing in his commentary. He says, you have to come to Bet HaKnesset, you have to know how you get dressed. You have to know that you cannot drink alcohol before you come to Bet HaKnesset. You have to take a haircut. It's a Kohanim. Every 30 days a haircut. A Kohen goes into Bet HaMikdash without a haircut. Avodah, no good. He says he drinks, he's going to die. He says his clothing, he has a jeans, he has a hole in his jeans. He says the Kohen get killed for this. He says you stand in front of Hashem. is they extend credit from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says the main thing is Bet Knesset, says the Rambam, is Bet HaMikdash. It says don't put it on in my living room, I make it my living room, minyan, I make this, this. Make a Bet Knesset in my house. No, you have to, says the Rambam, obligation, you have to designate a house, go buy a house, and make a Bet Knesset, because this is extended credit. Because what Hashem did for you, what He gave you light. In Egypt, Makat Choshek, you had light, is because you're going to build Bet HaMikdash. I says, what is the thing? Says the Rambam, you should know. Elkan HaGadol lived on Bet HaMikdash. He had an apartment over there. Never went outside. Didn't have a palace or... So the Gemara says, Ashir. Elkan HaGadol Merchav. The Gemara says, the Elkan HaGadol was very rich. He says, where do you... So build yourself a tent of fly. Angry with you is nothing. Go to tent of fly. Or Alpine. Cluster. Over there. Angry with cliff, maybe. I says the Kohen Gadol lived and Papa Bet HaMikdash never left over there. Shifti beBet Hashem kol yemei chayei lach zebonu Hashem. Says David HaMelech, I like to be over there all the time because this is my place, Bet HaMikdash. This is the place that Hashem wants to be here. I want to be next to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Listen, Achremot Bnei Aaron, Hashem goes to Moshe, says, go to Aaron. Don't go inside. He says, I want to go inside. I said, this the whole drawer. The whole El Mekhan, we got is Bet HaMikdash. I want to go inside. I said, don't go. If you go on Yom Kippur, he says, you take your wool, you confess. Maybe Chas Shalom, you enter Bet HaMikdash, you won't pure. That's the major, major sin. So the whole Avodat Yom Kippurim, the whole Yom Kippur starts with that job, the Kohen HaGadol had to confess. He confessed. He says, for him? For his wife. For his wife. Oh, his wife. What do you need a wife? Why do you have two wives? I said, oh, you don't know why. He says, the Gemara, you know, the world was shaking and trembling until Moshe made the Mishkan. Means like this. Ha'olam haya rotet, says the Gemara. Says the Gemara, until we did the Mishkan, the world was not stable. When we did the Mishkan, the world stable. The world stabilized. Is what? See, that's what the Gemara says. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to the angels, you know what I do for Am Yisrael, I took them out of Egypt. I'm going to give them all the things, is because the whole thing starts with the Mishkan. Bereshit bara Elokim et ha-shamayim. Hashem started creation with the sky, in the house for himself. But this is what he expects from us, to appreciate him, to allow them to do a house. He wants to live here too. Hashem wants a house also around us. So until we built it, Hashem did not finish his job. The world was not stabilized. As is, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Adam HaRishon. Remember Adam HaRishon? He said, well, my wife, she gave me to eat. For this you need a kapara, this is Lashon Hara. This continuation of Lestis Parasha. Lashon Hara. He said, Chiper Bado Vat Beto, he said, you must have a wife. You must have a wife, but you live on top of Bet HaMikdash, you don't move. You have to be all the time next to Bet HaKnesset, says the Gemara. You have to find a place to live not far from Bet HaKnesset. It says, not only that, the Gemara says, you live in the city of Bet HaKnesset, says the Gemara, you make sure Bet HaKnesset, the roof of the Bet HaKnesset is higher than all the roofs. Ir shegagotea, gvod me Bet HaKnesset nechrevet. Says the Gemara, you have to know this is the house of Hashem, has to be the nicest one. You can't live in a house and you have all these nice things in the house and you come to Bet HaKnesset, oh look, oh, and slowly we're doing it, you know, we're going to take, we're going to buy, we're going to do this and that. In the meantime, we have some, you know, old schmattes, chairs, tables, you know, this, there you go inside the floor. In his house, he has, you know, marble, Persian carpets, antique, bought from Nadu Bulu. I says, what in Bet HaKnesset? Look how Bet HaKnesset looks like. Look, holes in the ceiling. Look, what's going on with you? He says, the world stands on Bet HaMikdash. The world stands on Bet HaKnesset. That's the Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe, go to Aaron. Listen, don't go anytime you want. Even though he wants to go. He wants to go because this is the designated place. This is what I want. Because the world stands on Bet HaKnesset, on Bet HaMikdash. V'al yavo b'cholet El HaKodesh mi bet la parochet. Hashem says, she doesn't go behind the curtain. Remember what curtain means? Curtain means Monday. It doesn't mean the curtain. As Hashem said, the whole creation, the whole 6 days of creation, are just to tell you what I'm going to do for you people. It's because you're going to do it for me, I'm going to do it for you. and I'm going to make the water in Yam Suf stand as a wall, it's because you're going to lose a curtain in Bet HaMikdash. El Pnei HaKaporet. He says, don't go inside. Which way to go? He says, the Kaporet. What's Kaporet? Kaporet is the Kaporet. No, Kaporet had two angels. The two angels is the Thursday. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Thursday created birds. We so-called made birds for HaKadosh Baruch Hu on top of the Echad. It's called Kaporet. Ki ve'anan re'al HaKaporet. It's like HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm going to cloud. Which cloud are you talking about? He says, this is the cloud, you know, that I'm going to, that I did to Am Yisrael, I'm bringing it for you in the desert to produce light for you. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Aaron. Listen, you are the designated Kohen, but you should know you are the raw model, you are the produce that I want, and I told the angels, when I created mankind, you're going to be the produce. And Sefer Divrei Hayamim Ezra Nechemiah wrote, and they wrote so-called history of the world, started from Adam, Shet, Enosh, Enoch goes to Noach, Moshe Rabbeinu, it goes, David, HaMelech, the whole book of Divrei Hayamim. The description and titles for everybody. Aaron HaKohen got a title nobody else got in the world. Aaron Kodesh Kodeshim. Not Moshe, not Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov, nobody. The holiest of the holiest. Comes the Gemara and says, I want to explain to you something. V'zeh hadavar asher ta'aseh lahem lekadsham. Parashat Tetzaveh, Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, listen, go tell your brother, get ready. Get ready. I'll tell you part of the lecture last week that I missed over here. But I asked the guy to put it on the internet. He did put it on the internet. I think he did. I mean, same way, Kapi, ask him. He did?
Yeah.
No, last week he put it?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. So, the lecture was like this. We didn't watch it. Somebody had Sarat. So, the preparation to purify the person, he has to bring a sheep, and another sheep, and a goat, and the corn will slaughter it, and will take the blood, and will pour, first he has to sprinkle against the paroche, the curtain, then he takes the blood, and he puts on the ear of the person, the tetzarat, and then he puts on his thumb, and on his toe. The same thing Moshe did to Aaron and his children when he made them Kohanim. Veze asher ta'aseh la'em ze hadavar asher ta'aseh la'em lekadsham. That's how you purify them. Because Ari in the Benish Chai, they say the Yetzer Hara for money is in the thumb. That is money in the thumb. The Yetzer Hara for kavod is in the toe. The person looks for respect. Yetzer hara for lashon hara, for jealousy, it's in the ear. It says the Mishnah says, "Pekei Avot Akina v'Atava v'Akavu Mitum Dadam in Olam." It says, "You dead." It says, "Aaron HaKohen had nothing, no desire for anything. Didn't look for respect. Said nothing. Vayidom Aaron says nothing. Mute. Not only that, when Moshe screams at him, he says, "Where is the chatat got burned?" So Aaron says, I don't know halacha, but I do what I think Hashem has pleasure from. I tav b'nei Hashem. And the act that he did, he measured it. And he weighs it. He says, I want to know, if I do now, Hashem loves it, Hashem hates it. He says, doesn't matter if it's good or bad. I want to know if Hashem has pleasure from it. Moshe said, v'yishma Moshe v'yitav b'nei Moshe said, you are the role model. You kodesh kodashim. וזה הדבר שתעשה למקדשם. השם tells Moshe, listen, Kohen means holy. This means, this is the title of a Kohen. He has to reach such a level that not only is holy, is the holiest of the holiest, Kodesh Kodeshim. The same description that we have in Bet HaMikdash, there's a place, it's called Kodesh Kodeshim. The Kohen that dwells over there, he is Kodesh Kodeshim. He's not just a regular Kohen. So that's what Hashem told Moshe. Go purify the Kohanim. Go put blood on the ear, on the thumb, on the toe, on the Kohen as well. As they purify Mitzorah. As the Simanim that Yaakov told Rachel Imenu, says the Ben Ish Chai. And Yaakov met Rachel. And Rachel told him, my father might make a switch. But the Gemara says that Yaakov made with Rachel some signs to know that this is Rachel. It says, when we come home after the chuppah, touch my ear, touch my Don't touch my toe. What do you have to say? This is simanim. You know, you say abakadabra. What you have to say? You touch me. Because the touch me means when you come home, the bride does it to the groom, then he's not going to be a broom. Then he's going to be holy. But the night of the wedding, that's what your wife should do, should have done to you, should do to your children. And it says, they touch the ear, and it says, they serve, lashon hara, jealousy flies away. The night of the wedding, which is because the night of the wedding, Hashem forgives the sins of the chatan v'khala, chatan do mele melech. Chatan is like a king. Why is a king? Because the Gemara says, the king Hashem forgives all the sins. Chatan, Hashem forgives all the sins. Hashem forgives all the sins, you don't want yetzerah. No, yetzerah money. The bride should touch his thumb. You say yetzerah for money. He's not going to be workaholic. He's not going to start his day 5 to 9. He's going to go back to 9 to 5. Now it's 5 to 9. 5 in the morning to 9 at night he works. Alcoholic, wants more money, more money, more money. When I came to America, it was 9 to 5. Today is 5 to 9. It says, touch the thumb. The bride touches the groom. You don't have your tzara. Stay home with his wife. He doesn't go, have to go to work to the office. Stay the whole night in the office. And it says, he wants to respect. He wants to be in Forbes magazine. He wants to be rich. He says, touch his toe. He's not going to be in Forbes magazine. And it says, Kohen has to be holy, holy. This is Achirimot Kudoshim. It's the same parasha. This is why they didn't divide it. They want to. We wait for the Behar B'chukotai to get so-called ketchup to Eretz Israel, because Achimot Doshim is one subject. It's Achimot is, you know, this is Bet Hamikdash, and Kedoshim, this is the Kohen, is the Kohen Agadol. This is the first day of creation. Is Bet Hamikdash. Is Bereshit Bara Elokim Et Hashamayim. Hashem created the sky. What does it tell us this? You have to know what Hashem made first. No, Hashem wants to tell you, I made the sky. They can make for me Bet Hamikdash. I have a house. They can make me a house. In the last thing of Friday, what Hashem did, Hashem created mankind. It's not the mankind. It's, he wants Aharon HaKohen. It's not Aharon HaKohen. Aharon HaKohen is Kodesh Kodeshim. He's the holiest of the holiest. He said he has to dwell in Bet Hamikdash. He doesn't want to leave. He wants to stay there because that's what Hashem wants. It says, this is the message of the two parashiyot together. It's not a story, this. It says, everybody, it says, we should have been, says the Gemara, all of us Kohanim Gdolim. Every person could have been Kohen Gadol. Since we did the golden calf, Hashem stripped it from us, and he gave it to the Kohanim. Each of us should have been Kohen Gadol. It says, what? Hashem said it. Before Matan Torah, we got to our Sinai. Attempted to go to the Berbnis, to Bet Yaakov, to Israel. Everybody should have been Kohen. The desire, you have Bet Hamikdash, there's this phone of Mashiach who stand in front of Yerushalayim. As the person says, what are you doing here? As I came to Bet Hamikdash, that's the way you dress. When did you take a haircut last time? This is the, what did you drink before you came here? What is, you come to Bet Hamikdash, you know what Bet Hamikdash is? Bet Hamikdash is to be much nicer than your house. We have to give a lot of donations to Bet Hamikdash. You ready to be in Bet Hamikdash? You have to be holy, holy, like Aharon HaKohen, Oev Shalom, Rodef Shalom. Esimat Moki Elem doesn't say anything, doesn't criticize anybody, only gives credit to people, only likes HaKadosh Baruch Hu, only wants to do things HaKadosh Baruch Hu has pleasure from. You ready? You go and say Bet Hamikdash, says this phone. Otherwise, Mashiach stands in front of Yerushalayim and says, go back to where we came, and you have no place here. This is called Achrimot Kudoshim. It says you have to have Bet Hamikdash and you have to try to be the Kohen Gadol. Mashiach Kamar Rav Inami.